Вариант 28. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях с 1 по 4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Hello, I'm Jess Smith, and this is your weekend report. This morning, we can see the sun with cloudy periods. Right now, it's -5°C, and it is expected to drop down to about 6 degrees by noon. Conditions for skiing will be perfect, but be aware of possible frostbite, as in the mountains, the temperature will be 3 degrees lower than on the plain.
Text B.
Hi, I'm calling to share my idea of how to get to know any person better. Last spring, my best friend and I booked a holiday in Venice. We rented a small apartment for a week with a fantastic view of the city. At the last moment, another friend of ours joined us, and our journey became a disaster because she turned out to be so mean. She refused to pay wherever we went. And though we had paid for the apartment, she never invited us for a coffee or a drink.
Text C.
I hope it'll be a nice shot. The monkeys are so funny, Bob. They seem to be posing for us.
Well, Anne, I'm not sure about the shot.
Why?
You haven't taken the cover from your photo camera.
Oh dear. Thanks, you've noticed it.
Look. Now you've got a chance to take a photo of a swimming elephant. Don't miss it, as it won't last long. It's not in the studio, it's real life.
Text D. I'd like a toy bear, please.
Have a look at this polar bear. It's handmade.
I like the other one behind it.
A very good choice. And besides, it's on special Christmas offer.
How much does it cost?
$40.
Can I pay by credit card?
Of course.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Hello, I'm Jess Smith, and this is your weekend report. This morning, we can see the sun with cloudy periods. Right now, it's -5°C, and it is expected to drop down to about 6 degrees by noon. Conditions for skiing will be perfect, but be aware of possible frostbite, as in the mountains, the temperature will be 3 degrees lower than on the plain.
Text B.
Hi, I'm calling to share my idea of how to get to know any person better. Last spring, my best friend and I booked a holiday in Venice. We rented a small apartment for a week with a fantastic view of the city. At the last moment, another friend of ours joined us, and our journey became a disaster because she turned out to be so mean. She refused to pay wherever we went. And though we had paid for the apartment, she never invited us for a coffee or a drink.
Text C.
I hope it'll be a nice shot. The monkeys are so funny, Bob. They seem to be posing for us.
Well, Anne, I'm not sure about the shot.
Why?
You haven't taken the cover from your photo camera.
Oh dear. Thanks, you've noticed it.
Look, now you've got a chance to take a photo of a swimming elephant. Don't miss it, as it won't last long. It's not in the studio, it's real life.
Text D. I'd like a toy bear, please.
Have a look at this polar bear. It's handmade.
I like the other one behind it.
A very good choice. And besides, it's on special Christmas offer.
How much does it cost?
$40.
Can I pay by credit card?
Of course.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка от 1 до 6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their knowledge about New Year celebrations in different countries. Now we would like to present their stories to you. Speaker A.
In Thailand, New Year celebrations are funny. People throw water at each other, even at strangers. They walk in the streets with buckets of water, water guns, or even garden hoses. This custom is believed to bring good rains all year round. There is also a custom to release birds from the cages or fish from the bowls. This is believed to bring good luck for the members of the family.
Speaker B.
New Year celebrations in China last 15 days. To prepare for the New Year, Chinese clean their houses, repay any money they owe, get their hair cut, and buy new clothes. There are dragon parades and lion dances in the streets. It's the noisiest and most exciting holiday of the year. If the New Year falls on the year of any particular animal, the Chinese try not to eat that animal's meat.
Speaker C.
In Japan, people eat special noodles on the 31st of December, and at midnight, they listen to the bells that ring 108 times. According to the Japanese religion, sound of the 108 chimes drives away all the sins and gives birth to new life. When the new year begins, the Japanese people begin to laugh. They think it will bring them good luck in the new year.
Speaker D. On the last day of the year, the 31st of December, people in Spain wait until 12 p.m. Everybody has to have 12 grapes ready to eat when the clock starts to strike. Eating the grapes is very funny because everybody starts the new year with a mouth full of grapes. Speaker E.
The Muslims have their own calendar which is based on the cycles of the moon. The calendar consists of 12 months but only has 354 days. It is 11 days shorter than the solar calendar, so the new year date changes every year. The Islamic New Year is held quietly, without the festive atmosphere, unlike other New Year celebrations.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their knowledge about New Year celebrations in different countries. Now we would like to present their stories to you. Speaker A.
In Thailand, New Year celebrations are funny. People throw water at each other, even at strangers. They walk in the streets with buckets of water, water guns, or even garden hoses. This custom is believed to bring good rains all year round. There is also a custom to release birds from the cages or fish from the bowls. This is believed to bring good luck for the members of the family.
Speaker B.
New Year celebrations in China last 15 days. To prepare for the new year, Chinese clean their houses, repay any money they owe, get their hair cut, and buy new clothes. There are dragon parades and lion dances in the streets. It's the noisiest and most exciting holiday of the year. If the new year falls on the year of any particular animal, the Chinese try not to eat that animal's meat.
Speaker C.
In Japan, people eat special noodles on the 31st of December, and at midnight, they listen to the bells that ring 108 times. According to the Japanese religion, sound of the 108 chimes drives away all the sins and gives birth to new life. When the new year begins, the Japanese people begin to laugh. They think it will bring them good luck in the new year.
Speaker D. On the last day of the year, the 31st of December, people in Spain wait until 12 p.m. Everybody has to have 12 grapes ready to eat when the clock starts to strike. Eating the grapes is very funny because everybody starts the new year with a mouth full of grapes. Speaker E.
The Muslims have their own calendar, which is based on the cycles of the moon. The calendar consists of 12 months, but only has 354 days. It is 11 days shorter than the solar calendar, so the New Year date changes every year. The Islamic New Year is held quietly, without the festive atmosphere, unlike other New Year celebrations.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова, без артиклей, из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon and welcome to our program Kaleidoscope. Tell me about your free time, Dan.
To tell you the truth, I used to have some free time when I worked as an engineer for a building company. I'm a programmer now, and though I go to work twice a week, I have to spend hours working on different tasks and don't have much free time.
Well, you mean that you work mostly from home and don't have spare time?
No, I don't. That's true. It's because my relatives are always distracting me. For example, it's necessary to do the house chores to help my wife and solve maths problems together with my son and also walk our dog for at least 15 minutes in the morning and 50 minutes in the evening.
You are busy indeed. I doubt that you can find time for your hobbies.
I'm a football fan. I haven't been to football matches for a couple of years, but now some friends of ours from Italy are staying with us and they wanted to see a match, so I took them.
And what did they think of the new stadium, the opening of which was on the 11th of April?
Well, I know they're used to big stadiums like those in Italy, so they weren't that impressed, but I thought it was a great improvement compared to the old one. Though, to my mind, it's not worth the amount they ask for a ticket. The price is still too high.
Is it? I thought it wasn't much more than the cost of any other afternoon out. You know, about the same as a concert or going to the theatre.
If you go every week, it makes a lot. Anyway, I'll learn about the prices of theatre tickets when next time the Italian friends want to visit our local opera theatre.
So you'll have to find one more gap in your daily routine, right?
This time, it'll be my wife's turn to entertain our guests. And besides, classical music is her cup of tea. She also wants to take our son with her to show that not only rock is worth listening to.
What will you devote your free time to, then?
I'll try to finish my work, of course.
Okay, thank you for the interview.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Good afternoon and welcome to our program, Kaleidoscope. Tell me about your free time, Dan.
To tell you the truth, I used to have some free time when I worked as an engineer for a building company. I'm a programmer now, and though I go to work twice a week, I have to spend hours working on different tasks and don't have much free time.
Well, you mean that you work mostly from home and don't have spare time?
No, I don't. That's true. It's because my relatives are always distracting me. For example, it's necessary to do the house chores to help my wife and solve maths problems together with my son and also walk our dog for at least 15 minutes in the morning and 50 minutes in the evening.
You are busy indeed. I doubt that you can find time for your hobbies.
I'm a football fan. I haven't been to football matches for a couple of years, but now some friends of ours from Italy are staying with us and they wanted to see a match, so I took them.
And what did they think of the new stadium, the opening of which was on the 11th of April?
Well, I know they're used to big stadiums like those in Italy, so they weren't that impressed, but I thought it was a great improvement compared to the old one. Though, to my mind, it's not worth the amount they ask for a ticket. The price is still too high.
Is it? I thought it wasn't much more than the cost of any other afternoon out. You know, about the same as a concert or going to the theatre.
If you go every week, it makes a lot. Anyway, I'll learn about the prices of theatre tickets when next time the Italian friends want to visit our local opera theatre.
So you'll have to find one more gap in your daily routine, right?
This time, it'll be my wife's turn to entertain our guests. And besides, classical music is her cup of tea. She also wants to take our son with her to show that not only rock is worth listening to.
What will you devote your free time to, then?
I'll try to finish my work, of course.
Okay, thank you for the interview.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло. Сейчас вы услышите текст к устной части экзамена. Задание 2.
Task 2. You are going to take part in a telephone survey. You have to answer 6 questions. Give full answers to the questions. Remember, you have 40 seconds to answer each question. Tape script for task 2. Hello, this is the electronic assistant of the youth club. We kindly ask you to take part in our survey. We need to find out what teenagers think about pocket money. Please answer our 6 questions. The survey is anonymous. You don't have to give your name. So let's get started. Who usually gives you pocket money? Do you do anything about the house to earn pocket money? What is it? Have you ever tried summer jobs to earn some pocket money? What do you usually spend your money on? Can you do without pocket money? Explain why. If you saved some money, would you spend it on your education or entertainment? Why? This is the end of the survey. Thank you very much for your time.